In Kevin's cell, name the crowd by Yom Zivchay Yachol. Take Revoy. Lemeli, Shmamina, Biyom Shatazvech, at Makriv, Biyom Shatazvech, at Makriv. We see that the time that you want to make the Shrika, that's the time you want to make the Zrika Saddam. Vashenkin left the Shkia Sachama, that's possible to make the Shrika, what then is possible to make the Zrika? Remember, Duma made Yachim in Israel term is to say, I korv dam igno nisach lebos idno. If you bought the dam today, you could eat the bos today. Or lemochon tomorrow, I korv dam lemochon nisach lebos lemochon liyom uchroi. In Kerem, if so, that's the bos, you could eat it tomorrow. In Kerem, ne makro b'yoy mekriva yoyoko zivchoi. B'yoy mekriva yoyoko zivchoi. Lomali, shmamim, that's a proof clearly that b'yoy mshata zaveyach ata mekriva. The day that you made the shechita, that day you could be marked and make the zrika zadam. But b'yom shiata zaveyach yata makrivay. But at the time after shkia, that's possible to make the shechita. Who then is possible to make the zrika zadam? There's a special psul in zrika zadam after shkia. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this discomer again next tape. We'll stop here. You were holding that nun vav on the base. Just let's come over again. And the vav amar aleph on the bottom was the amar of Yitzchak again amar of Yitzchak bar Avdini minayin ledam shenifsa b'shkia sachama. How do we know that if you have made a korban by daytime and the dam you made a kabbalah but you do not make the zriki yet that the dam becomes possible b'shkia sachama and the ikhid is that you cannot just leave it on top of the mizbech and make a zriki at night time or tomorrow. Shnemugas pasuk says. B'yoyim hekrivu ezivchoi yeyochol. So we darshin b'yoyim shatazaveach atomakriv. The day that you made the shechita, that's the day you have to make the hakrova, the zrikas adam. But b'yoyim shatazaveach yatomakriv. But the daytime you did not make the shechita today, just you made the shechita yesterday. Rashi speaks out, even though you left the dam on top of the mizbeach, so you would think there's no psulino, k'mashma no, there's a psulinum, the dam becomes posel. So what's the question? Haimi Bona Lagufe, is possible need for the loch of itself? Rashi says it means Lumay to be able to learn out the manachila slomim, the yom svichosnu machos. If you're allowed to eat from the korban slomim, that day and the next day, you need Lagufe. So Mar says, no, in came if so, name a kor be yom zivchoi, ye yokel. Let's just say the day that Zephri created today and tomorrow. Take Revo Lomli, what is it supposed to say? Take Revo. Marsh even the Zrika Saddam also, Shmamin if near the Joshua is that Biyoim Shata Zaveya Chata Makrif. The day that you're Zaveya, there you make the Korbin, the Shchita, that's the day Makrif, you can make that Korb, you can make the Zrika Saddam. But Biyoim, by tomorrow, Shiata Zaveya, that you do not make the Zrika tomorrow, Yata Makrif, the next day, you're not allowed to make the Zrika Saddam, even though the Dam was on top of the Mizbeach overnight. And usually we say, Molu, La Yerdu, it is a special psul, the Zrika Zadam is possible after Shia Sachama. Where's the question, how do you know this? The Dilma may be Hoki Kama Rachmona, maybe this is what it means to say. The Dilma Hoki Kama Rachmona. He calls Dami Idno, Nisacho Bos Idno. If you made the Zrika Zadam today, and the Chanami, as soon as you make the Zrika Zadam, that's when it's Chavah Heter, that now you're allowed to eat from the Bosa. But Ulamocho, what about tomorrow? He called Dam Lamocho and Nisacha Bos Lamocho. Maybe the person just means to say that if you make this Rika Tadam tomorrow, Sanachnani, tomorrow it first starts to hit there. You'd be allowed to start eating the Bosa tomorrow and the next day after. Maybe all the person just means to say is that as soon as you make the Rika Tadam, that's when the Heter or the Bosa starts. So Moses says in Cain of Psalm, may Makron let the person say, the Yain Hekarivu Yeyoko. The day you makriv it, the day you make the zricha, the zricha, that's when you could eat. Zivchoi lomeli, what does it say, b'yoyim zivchoi, mashma the shchita, a shmamid of merits of proof, that the drosh is like this, b'yoyim shat ezaveyach ato makrivo, the day that you make the shchita, that's the day that you could be makriv it, make the zricha to them. But b'yoyim shiat ezaveyach, like tomorrow, if you made the shchita today, tomorrow, tomorrow it's too late, as you're ready to psul the dam, you cannot make the Zrika Saddam tomorrow. That's his limud, that dam becomes possible by Shkia Sachama, even though it's on top of the Mizbeach overnight. Yitma, learn like this. Hamechashev li'or shlishi. Let's see, have a machshava, teach from the meat, the night going into the third day. In other words, by shlomim, you're allowed to eat it for 2 full days. That night, the night of the second day, going into the third day, you have a machshava to eat it then. Is that called a machshava's pigle or not? So Chizki Yom HaKosher, Chizki says, no, it's not called a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, and therefore the korban is not pigle, it's still kosher. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Posel, Yechonon says, no, it is considered a machshava's pigle, therefore the korban is posel. That's the machlokes. Chizki Yom HaKosher, Chizki says, it's still kosher. So lo yintek l'sreifa. It's not chal mois yet on that meat. In other words, at night time, it's not chal mois, you don't have to burn the meat. It's only leave it over to the next morning, for the next morning, then it's chal mois. Then you have to burn it. The old Jordan is not chal the machshavas pigle either. However, Rabbi Yechonon Amar no posel, there is a psul machshavas pigle here. Why? So yitchim lo me achila. Because I'll call upon him, it's after the zman of yachila. You're not larit from it anymore. You're not larit from a kovish shlomim. 2 days and the night in between, but after the second day at night already, it's already possible lachila. Therefore, that's considered a machshavas pigul. It's called a machshavas chuslus mana. That's the machloekis about machshava. What's going to be your oichel liyor shlishi? Let's say he actually eats from the meat the night going into the third day. After 2 days are up, at that night he eats from the meat. Is there chal nisa meisa or not? So Chizki Yom HaPoter, it's not chal nisa meisa yet, and he does it b'shogeg, he's not chayav a korban for it. Why? To lo yintek l'sreifa, because it's not given over to sreifa, it's not the zman that's really chal meisa on the meat, it's not chal achiyah sreifa yet. Therefore, eat from it then, but you're not chayav korban, and do it b'shogeg, you're not chayav a korban. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Chai, Rabbi Yechonon says yes, you are chayiv a korban if you did b'shogeg. So yitchil lehem yachila, because I call upon him, it's passed already for 2 days. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. Therefore, it's already chal on nisa moisa. And therefore, if someone eats from them, he eats a b'shogeg, he's chayiv a korban. So the machlokes is chizki in Rabbi Yechonon. Moshe says, now, tanya kavos in Rabbi Yechonon. I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon says, you chayiv in both cases. I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi Yechonon. It says, Kochim hanecholim liyom echod, kochim of the dinners, you're only allowed to eat it 1 day. And that night, so it says in the chashvim, the domim, mishatishka achama, if you have machshava to make this rikas adam after shkia, that is the man that's posted, we had before, is posted to make this rikas after shkia achama. So if you have a machshava to make this rikas then, it's called a machshava's pigul, it's a machshava chutzlas manoi. So, if you have in mind to eat from the meat or to burn from the emurim after Amar HaShachar, that's also after the Zman. The Zman is only that night time. Once it becomes Amar HaShachar, that's after the night, it's possible to eat the meat or to burn the emurim. If you have a machshava to do it then, that's called a machshava chutz l'zmanoi, that you make a machshava spigel. Kodshim ha-necholim l'shnei yomim v'lai l'echot, achas, what's going to be like shlomim, that you can eat for 2 days and the night in between, so mechashvin v'domim mishatishke achama. As soon as it becomes shkiyas achama the second day, it's not fit anymore to make this rikas adam, so if you have a machshava to do it then, that's the machshava's pigle. Or the murim, what is the chal of machshava's pigle to burn from the fats? Mishiyal amur ha-shachar. As soon as you have a moin, if you have a moin, to burn it by Omer HaShachar. Or if so, but it's boso, Mishatishka Chamo, Shashne Yomim. So here you see clearly that the boso, if you have a moin to eat from the boso, if the Shkiyas Chamo, the night going into the third day, there's a psul, Machshav is tiggled. Even though it's not nitik with Sreifa, it's not playing Sreifa till the next morning, but still, since it's after the Zman Achila, that's all considered a Machshava, of Chutzlas Manoi, that would make a Machshavas Pigle. So we have a Raya to Rabbi Yechonon. Now the Bryce explains, Tana Rabbanan, Yoch, I would have thought to say, Yei Necholim, Leyor Shlishi, maybe regular Korban Shlom, you'll not eat the meat, even the night going into the third day. V'din, really it's a straw like that. That Zvochim, Necholim, Leyor Nechod, Uvrochem lechol mishnayonim, certain kabonis, you're going to eat for one day, and kodem like a shlomim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days. It's so mazvochem anachom liyemechem. Just like a regular korban, you can only eat for 1 day. Lailach rehem, the night after the day, you're allowed to eat. By kodshim the night goes after the day, so chur v'svor should be, avzvochem anachom mishnayonim, who are din, like a korban shlomim, that you're allowed to eat for 2 days, the chur lailach rehem, that the night after it should also go after the day. To say you're allowed to eat it for the night after the second day also. On this time, then the pasuk says, "V'hanoisa ad yoyim." And you leave it over ad yoyim mitzmashma. Rashi says, "God yachimik siv b'kotchim." Tia b'yoyim sivchachim yochol on yomachros. V'hanoisa ad yoyim mashma b'yoyim shu yoyim tachlenu mashma dashim b'yoyim yoyim unechol. When it's still day on the second day, that's when you have to finish eating it. And not after that. V'yanechol or shlishi. You're not allowed to eat anymore after the second day, even though it's tonight going into the third day. If so, Yochla would have thought to sell you so, Miyam, maybe the Chiyas Reif, you have to burn it right away also. And at night time, if you didn't swear like that, Zvach in the Chol Miyonachod, or Zvach in the Chol Mishnah Yomim, certain Kabbalah could eat for 1 day, and certain Kabbalah could eat for 2 days. And so, Ma Zvach in the Chol Miyonachod, just like the Kabbalah that you could eat for 1 day. Take it liyachas reifa. Just after the zman achila, it was a man to burn it like a regular korban. You eat for 1 day, and that night, after the night time, the next morning you have to burn it. Maybe after welcome and achol mishnei yamin, there's something like a shlomim that you eat for 2 days, but we said it ends at the end of the second day. The night already it's also to eat it. So maybe take it liyachas reifa. As soon as you finish the zman achila, the night of the second day. Maybe right then you have to burn it if it's still left over. On this time, the pasuk says no. By yom hashlishi, veishi sarif. You have to first burn it. The mitzvah's right for first thought on the third day. That means biyoyim atasof for a daytime. You have to burn it. But the atasof of alayla, you do not have to burn it at night time. The alayla, you have no chiyuv to burn it yet. The chiyuv's right for first thought the next day. So nami. The zman achilu is only the second day. After the second day, that night already, it's also Machila. But the Chiyus Reifa, that's only Chal first, the next day, on the Yom HaShlishi. Now the Mishnah says, HaBechor, HaKobim Bechor, V'yamaisa, Maisa Beino, V'yapesach, Korm Pesach. All these are Kodshim Kalim. And therefore, Shchitos, V'nechom Mokom V'yazorah. You're allowed to make the Shchit any place in V'yazorah. V'dom, Intoin, Maton, Achas. Here you only have to make one Zerika, that's all. One matano. Obavach, yitain, connected how you say, but has to be connected how you say, Rashi says, meaning the mokim, sheesh, you say, tachtov. Lemute, mizrach, vidarim. You cannot make this reek on the east side or on the south side. Those two sides that we had before does not have how you say, it has to be on the other two sides, either one of the other two sides, that have you say to it. Now, shina bachilosim. There's a difference about the zman achilah and these kabbonis. Even though the matan dom are all the same, but the zman achilah is different. Ha b'chor nechol l'kanan. A korban b'chor is nechol to the kanan. The pasuk says, "Ubsarim yilachor." The amaisa l'chol adam. The amaisa, it's not called maisa beim, it's not a matan skula. You do not have to give the basa to the kain, but rather the owner, the yisrael, is allowed to eat from it. The nechol l'mecholir. Any place in Yishlayim, not eat it. B'chol Michael, any type of cooking. Lishna yom of lachot. That a b'chol and a maifer has look like shlomim, you could eat it for 2 days and the night in between. Ha Pesach, what about Korban Pesach? And a nechol ela b'layla. You'll only not eat it the night of Pesach. V'yein a nechol ela ad chatzos. You could only eat it up until chatzos alayla. Stam mishnod, only until chatzos, not the whole night. Only until chatzos. We'll see the Gemara how we know it's from. V'yein a nechol elu lemuyot. You can only eat it only the people that were nimmer on it before. It means that they paid money for it. They bought the Korban Pesach. And the pasuk says, "Lefi ochloi tochaisu." You have to own a shutter in the korban to be able to eat from it. V'yein a nechol elu tzli. The Korban Pesach has a special mitzvah, tzliyesh,
It has to be roasted over fire. When Hashem can cooking it, it's also tired. You have to be tired. Sliyesh.
Another more says, Man tan who's the tan of our Mishnah that holds Meister of Pesach the Zerika, the Azloch of Zerika Achas, who's the tan of our Mishnah? So Omer of Chinto, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, our Mishnah goes to contra Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The tan you learn like this. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Yoyma. Chelboi lo nemar. It does not say the word chelboi. Rather, Ella chelboi mitzvah says the word chelbom. Also, domo lo nemar does not say the word domoi. Versus ach pechor shor, it doesn't say just domoi. Ella domom says loshen rabim. Limna comes to teach us, al bechor u maiser a pesach, shetunim matin domim, virmu lagabim mizbeach, connect. So comes to teach us, you all have the same halachas. According to Yosef Aglili, that it's one Zerika, and they all have the same halacha of Zerika. And Rashi says, Lafuk Rebbe Yishmael, that he holds by Korban Pesach is Beshvicha. It's not the Zerika, but Beshvicha, meaning standing close by, just spill it on the Mizbech. Now, Kineket HaYisoy Nimelon, how do we know that the Zerika has to be on the Mokum of the Mizbech, that there is a Yisoy there? Lafuk the Dorm Son on the Mizbech side. Summary of Loza, Asya Zerika, Zerika Miela. We have the Xerish Shav learn out the word Zerika that says by Korbanella to the Zerika that says over here. Could you mara the Ola Gufa Minol, even by Ola, how do we know this?